Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Halt, primates listening! It is I, Numator479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Spring Hill Jack Coffee. Reptilian in the morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Spring Hill Jack and Last Podcast on the left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories, yeah.
It's me, hi, hello. It's me. I'm not Bradley Cooper because I'm not Bradley Cooper anymore. I'm not him. I've transformed. I've grew up my hair. I'm so wet. So sweaty, so wet. It's me, little Bernstein. And I just love, I love music and I love my little stick. I knew as soon as I saw a stick, I was like, could I make music with it? Absolutely. You just go swish, swish, swish. It's so easy to do. Conducting's not a job. I know it is. What are you in real life?
What are some of your favorite hits, Mr. Bernstein?
I love the one where it goes, give Bradley Cooper an Oscar. He's my favorite actor.
Give Bradley Cooper an Oscar.
Give me Bradley Cooper an Oscar. He's so wet.
He is. I'm not getting. I'm supposed to. 2024. I'm supposed to come in with positivity.
Positivity, not coming in making fun,
but
not coming in making light of somebody else's artistic choices.
Is that the word? Is that the word? The entire movie. He looks like one of the puppets from the Phil Collins, like, Genesis videos. Do you remember that? Remember the song was
Is that Sledgehammer? I don't know.
Not Sledgehammer. That's Peter Gabriel. Thinking Phil Collins. It's the puppets. Which, you've seen these. The Reagan puppet.
You know what I'm talking about? No,
Land of Confusion.
Land of
Confusion.
No, I'm not. I'm not a fan.
I've never
seen this. All I know is that
is the world we live in.
Can't stand it.
Look at this. Leonard Bernstein. His face wiggles. There is just, it's all wrinkles. And it's just him smoking languidly, just going,
I do. I just, you know what I love? The little flutes. I love the little flutes because they go, and I love the big drums because they go, bum, 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 bum. And I make all the music. It's in my head first. And then they all do it for me.
All I know is that I just discovered that the lyrics of Sledgehammer reference of fruit cage over and over and over again as a term for vagina. Welcome to Side Stories, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
My name is Marcus Parks. Henry Zabraski's here with me. You never heard the lyrics of Sledgehammer? My friend Chris showed me the other day. He's like, look, fruit cage.
Sledgehammer
in my fruit cage.
Whoa, I didn't even know that was slang for vagina. I guess I'm a real fruit cage fan. I'm in there. I wish I was trapped in a fruit cage at all times.
Yeah.
I've done Sledgehammer as punishment in karaoke several times.
Oh, wow. Punishment.
Oh, yeah. I take a room.
Yeah. Show me around your fruit cage because I'll be your honeybee. Open up your fruit cage where the fruit can be sweet as can be.
Oh, wow. I didn't actually even understand that. It's British.
Maybe Peter Gabriel's never seen a vagina. Yeah. He has kids, though, but he probably didn't look.
He probably, no, he's like a seated man.
I'm too big for this. Have you ever seen he does? I've seen his concerts. What happens with old British guys? We've talked a little bit about this, how they go African.
Yeah.
At some point
well,
where it's
Paul
like,
Simon also. Well, Paul Simon started it and all yes. the rest of them followed soon after.
He's got the little hat on and he's doing like he's doing the sort of like kind of vaguely African dance. But Peter Gabriel is quite the performer.
Yes, he is quite the performer indeed.
We got a lot of show today.
We do.
We got a lot of show today. We got a lot of horrible stories. A lot of stories expressing freedoms. I got a lot of good emails since coming back, especially about like we're going to do a compilation, I think, because there was too many to go through at once. But I think next week. The amount of horror stories / scary stories I got from Alaskan listeners.
I knew we'd get a ton.
I mean, like 36.
Yeah.
They very, very, like, all different styles. People talking about the Kushtara. People talking about
the Ottermen?
Yeah.
People actually had experiences with the Ottermen?
Or the concept of how you don't bring up Ottermen.
Ah.
To people casually, yeah. And then it freaks people out. And then I watched the new True Detective.
Oh, which I can't wait to see.
It's great, but it's all Alaska.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know until it came out. Literally did not know that.
I was very excited that it was coming out at the same time as our Alaska series.
But it's great because, again, it shows that it's really, really creepy. Alaska's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I was watching some video. I'm not going to go through it here because it's too visual, but I have a lot of video recently that came up on my various UFO subreddits, as you'll see, because tonight I'm doing my very, very serious mandate. Because we're talking about UFOs. There's a lot of stuff out here, man.
You can't say it without me laughing.
I'm already angry because jellyfish are everywhere and we're going to get into it tonight. You're going to see it live on the stream if you're a Patreon subscriber, and if not, you're going to see it on YouTube. But I've been getting into UFO space hardcore. And there was a lot of footage of people within Alaska shooting the quote unquote area where we were supposed to go. It was quote unquote impossible to retrieve the debris from the object that we shot down at the beginning of last year over the Alaskan airspace. But they were like, you remember at the time, they're all, you know, like Joe was just like, let me be clear, snow's everywhere. You can't even believe how many birds are up there. Birds, they cloud the radars. You know what I mean? They were saying all this stuff about how they can't, like, they couldn't see shit because of the storms.
Yeah.
And they were having problems. And they were like, well, there's no way we could find this debris. I'm watching people, man. They might as well have had sun lotion on.
Yeah.
It might as well have been a fucking beach in Cabo, friend.
Easy to get up there, you're saying.
Oh,
you're saying
yeah,
gives a shit. You
buddy.
Can just fucking walk up, ooh. Waltz up, waggling your big butt.
There's a gape in the information. I don't know what it is, but mostly it was people just showing videos going like, this look like impossible weather to find debris in?
Mm-hmm.
And then going and seeing the F-15s. Go look like they were watching them, like scan around, watch a lot of that footage. And it didn't help.
No.
It's more like just how
because you don't even know if those guys are out there. You don't even know if that's where they actually are.
I saw Jodie Foster in one of the clips where they were like, but yes, it was more showing that. Well, I will say Alaska looks scary.
No, Alaska looks terrifying. I mean, Alaska is the site of one of the best horror comics and one of the best horror concepts, 30 Days a Night.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
30 Days a Night's fucking sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Which also probably accounts for, I had several emails that did say, that probably adds to spooky Alaska more than anything else.
The constant darkness.
Yes, and that the fact that, like, you know, because what happens in the nighttime? Spooky stuff.
Yeah.
And then things appear more spooky. It's also a good place for the Kushtara to hide because it's very difficult for a bunch of otter men to live out loud.
Yeah.
Unless you're Rupert Everett, who's made an entire career of it, you know? Yeah. So they put him in there. Him, Barry Keoghan, just a salt burn. It's a good celebration of otter men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of cum flying around. All right? That's what otter men do. They go to a fancy house. Everybody, you don't know who's what. Everybody's sucking dicks.
Is that what salt burn's about?
It's stuff in there. No, it's like, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's Cruel Intentions, but with dudes.
But with dudes. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's with talented Mr. Ripley, but then you got Barry Keoghan in there who's, like, visibly frightening. I'm sorry. I was down for COVID. I was absolutely laid flat by COVID. So all I did was like watch all the important movies I was supposed to watch all the rest of the year because I normally only watch horror movies. But I finally have the patience to watch dramas if I'm stuck on a couch and I can't go anywhere. They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, dramas are fine. I mean,
yeah. Movies haven't been good in forever. We know that.
Yeah, I do. There are. I won't say that. I won't say that because I did like Saltburn. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know. He's creepy. Barry Keoghan's creepy.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, Alaska's scary. We talked a little bit about Alaska. You know what else is fucking scary? It's Hawaii.
Hawaii can be very, very, and we actually compared the two of them a little bit in our Alaska Triangle series because Hawaii also has a massive indigenous population.
Yes, and very thick with lore.
Yeah.
And some of it is truly, just like the Kushtara and other stuff that came out, it's like, this shit's very scary. Now, this is a good old-fashioned spooky tale from Hawaii, and this picture is wonderful. Like, we're going to put this up somewhere. I think it's great. What? Why are you laughing?
No, the picture's good, but it's very obviously a volcanic rock that looks like
it
a spooky
is
dude.
Absolutely fucking not. No, you're watching. That's the still.
I'm looking at the still, yeah.
No, you're looking at the still. You got to see the video, dog.
Just, I thought the whole thing was just a still.
No, it's a live photo.
Oh, it's a live photo.
It's a live photo.
I didn't see any links.
So I'll just set it up. So a runner that was going through, they were doing the Hawaiian Ultra Running Team's Trail, which is a 100-mile endurance run around the area of Oahu. Now, this was in 2019. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a 20-mile loop through the Honolulu Mauka Trails. Definitely nailed that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's apparently extremely difficult because the one thing I did learn in Hawaii when I went the one time is that the natural sections of Hawaii are not as lush as you would expect them to be. They're actually they're rocky.
Yeah.
The natural trees in Hawaii are brambly, and they are not suitable for your precious little manicured feet.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you have to cover them in vinegar and put a little sockies on. That's true.
Really?
Oh yeah. You got to spray your shoes down because not spores. I learned a lot in Hawaii.
That's good. That's good.
And the white man that said now had become vaguely he went as Tao, but we know his name was Ryan.
Yeah.
Because he said he was from North Carolina.
Yeah.
But this is so. It was a very hard trail, and she was out in the middle of the woods. This runner, Nikkei Borlis, and she said that she wanted to see what she did. So she went through halfway through, and she was an ultra marathon runner by trade and had never significantly hurt themselves before. And so as they were going through this trail, they hurt themselves very bad, hurt their ankle. Afterwards, looking through the memories with their partner that was running with them, being like, oh my God, Cassie, my friend. All right, you taking pictures of me, right? Keeping trails right behind me. I want to take a look at some of that footage that you took. Now, one of them, you see it. It's a little video. If you do see, it's a live video. There is footage of it. It was on the New York Post and a couple other sources. You see what looks like an ancient, scary man come into being. It looks like it is stepping through the woods, and then it materializes on the other side and then quickly disappears. They both said they saw nobody, right, when they were running on the trail. So this is some kind of phantom picked up by this camera. But what's really interesting is that it fits this concept, this like Hawaiian folklore scary tale about this thing called night marchers. Now, night marchers are it's again very, very scary, very scary. The idea is that they were warrior ghosts of old school, like the old days, back in the chiefs and the kings. And then what they would do is continue to walk the same, trails or pathways that they're king or their chief, whatever that they were serving at the time, did. And apparently, you know, you would maybe sometimes see the king amongst them. It's this a troop of ghostly men that walk through the jungles of Hawaii. And then if you come across them, you will die an extremely violent death.
Sure.
And it's awesome because sometimes they make noise. If the chief that they originally served in life liked noise, because I guess it's true. Some chiefs like silence. Some chiefs like music.
Okay.
You heard about this? Seen this?
No, I haven't seen this. So some Hawaiian chiefs like music. Some of them preferred
silence.
And then others would like sing songs.
And some chiefs would never have anyone walk behind them. So the night marchers would walk in front of them. And some chiefs would never have anyone look upon their back because they feel like someone would sneak up on them. So the night marchers would walk, but it's like opposite, would walk in front of them. And then some chiefs, they trusted their warriors so implicitly that they would travel amongst them. And then you would see them, the same chief, be on a hammock amongst the night marchers walking through.
So you're saying that they worked out this legend where any possible scenario could be true.
Yes. They've had a long time. You know what I mean? This is the night
sometimes
marchers.
They march in front of them. Sometimes behind them. Sometimes amongst them. It's like, that's everything.
This
that's every possible position.
Exactly. Because it can't be anything. That's what they're saying. It can't be anything, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But it's the only way to defend against the fate of accompanying and being approached by a night marcher, she was to lay down on the ground, face first in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. And piss yourself.
That would help.
No, that is actually part of the legend.
Because you have to defame yourself. You have to defenestrate. Is that the term?
No, defenestrate means to throw something through a window.
What?
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, there was a Garth Ennis and John.
The action of throwing someone out a window. Yep.
Garth Ennis and John McCrae created a wonderful character for the comic book Hitman called the Defenestrator, who would walk around with window panes and he would throw his. It was the Section A. It was like him, El Bueno, whole butt six pack. Great superhero team.
That's very funny.
Bator.
That's extremely funny. I have to see that. But obviously, this woman didn't die a violent death.
Yeah.
She's still alive. So. Maybe the night marchers didn't catch her, or maybe catching the picture of her didn't, or maybe the fact that she defenestrated, maybe she embarrassed herself by pulling out of the run early.
Sure.
And that made the night marchers go, well, you know.
Not defenestrated, not defamed.
What's
she
the term?
Debased herself.
Debased herself.
Debased.
And it's like, it's throwing yourself at the feet of someone. I forget what that term is.
I think it's debasement.
Whatever it is. It doesn't matter. We're locked in this. Now we're stuck in this. But the night marchers, maybe they
supplication.
Just, I don't know.
I'm just pulling out my mind thesaurus.
I don't see it. You need to bring one.
It's in my head.
You need to bring one to the studio.
It's on my computer.
It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. But I guess I don't know why she didn't die.
Entreaty, plea, appeal, petition, solicitation, exhortation?
No.
Invocation?
None of it.
Beseeching?
Nope.
Begging?
No.
Pleading?
Throw yourself at someone's feet. Prostration. Fuck yes.
Right.
I let that be
All
dead
right.
time.
All right.
I let that dead time sit. All I right. don't give a fucking
prostration.
Shit.
Prostration. Yeah. That's a good one.
It doesn't matter because the Night Watchers didn't do anything. That's right. She's still fucking alive.
No, they just fucking. It was. I don't know what it was.
But you should look at the video because the video is very creepy.
I did see the video. I watched it as you were talking.
See? It's very creepy.
Yeah. It's a figure is. Moving,
but it's another example of something that within the borders of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
it's extremely frightening to them.
Yeah,
they don't like fucking with it.
It's like otter people.
Yes, and they don't like going out in the woods. I do think we talked a little bit about this previously, but I wonder if there's like side stories lpotl@gmail.com. If there's any research in this angle, places that just feel creepy.
Yeah,
why? You know, like, what comes about, like, we talk about vortexes and vortices, mm-hmm. right, in the last episode. I do think that has something natural to do with it. We talk about, like, the plains of the UK. Why does where Stonehenge have this eerie feeling? Why do the deserts of Arizona, like, where Grand Canyon, all these other areas, Sedona, like, why does that have a special feeling? Why were the people, the indigenous people around the Uinta Basin? Why the fuck did they were like, we don't go here. We don't like this place. They say the same thing. It's like, it's more so people within these tribal communities or this type of indigenous community were like, well, we never liked this place anyway.
Yeah.
And so like, there's got to be night marchers in it or something. There's like something to the area. I don't know whether or not it's just gypsum because it could be gypsum, natural magnetics.
I think it's mostly because these are dangerous areas and tales are told to keep people out of those dangerous areas and those things become cultural memory.
But if it's all forest, like the Uinta Basin,
mm-hmm.
if it's all basin.
Yeah.
Most of the part. Why is
you wander
this
out
section,
in the basin? But you wander out in the basin. You starve to death.
But why is this section specifically creepy versus not? Because I know when Search for Skinwalker Ranch, which is a debatable quality show,
mm-hmm.
but a lot what they are spending a lot of their time on is this concept that there's a natural magnet underneath the ground.
Yeah.
That makes people feel weird.
Yeah,
and that's why
it could be it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that magnets do make people feel very strange.
Yeah, ask ICP. They've been upset about magnets for years. They were the first ones to say it.
I mean, they were more in awe of magnets than they were upset about magnets.
They were investigating magnets. Anything that's important to do because I haven't.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown! All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do, and the memories keep cycling, and I get emotional, and we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy, and that is not sad. That is celebratory, so you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at Grammarly.com/podcast. That's Grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done. Well, that's a very scary story. You know, it's also a fucking scary story. Which one do we want to jump into? We actually have a lot of good stuff.
We actually do. I mean, I the one that I love this week that I absolutely adore is the old man in Brazil who fell down his own well.
Okay. I believe.
Well, I wouldn't say well. Well isn't, it's just.
It is not a well. It's a hole.
It's a hole.
Now, we all got dreams.
Everybody has dreams. Yeah. Right. And there are times where, have you ever had a prophetic dream?
I've had dreams that later came true.
Yeah.
But not any, but it's nothing, but you know, significant at all whatsoever. It's just like something happens. I'm like, I'll be driving down the road. It's like, oh, I had a dream about this. And it's not. Nothing.
That's creepy, though.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That is creepy to me.
Yeah, that happens to me a ton.
But I feel like deja vu. I think it's in deja vu. Then they say something's got something else to do with, like, magnets. I'm just saying that today.
It's not deja vu, because I know the difference. Like, sometimes deja vu is, I know what deja vu feels like, but then there will be times I'm like, I had this dream. This happened.
Yeah, sure. Man. But we have to remember.
But nothing of consequence at all.
But as a people, right? I think we all have to, like, we all see stuff in our dreams sometimes, right? Yeah. I see cool stuff in the dream. Every once in a blue moon.
I had a dream the other day with Rob in it a couple of nights ago where, like, Rob kept calling me on the phone, on my phone, but for some reason I had you in my phone as Rob, and I didn't know why, but I knew that if I answered the phone, then the world would end.
Oh, my God. Yep. I think, wow, that's actually very frightening.
So, Rob, stop calling me.
You stop calling him. I'm sorry. You stop doing this. You stop putting him in this position.
I'll never call you.
All right, no. Wait, when you have a you can't always listen to your dreams because Rob needs to call Marcus sometimes, okay? Because he works on the network. Yeah. They need to communicate. So you can't always think that his call is going to elicit the end of the world.
Well, I think as long as I don't put you in my phone as Rob, then
that's
we'll be
the
okay.
Key.
No one's ever called me Rob.
No,
ever.
Because if they did, they are probably have a head injury. They probably are somewhere along the lines of Harrison Ford from Regarding Henry and used to be a powerful attorney who was kind of an asshole. And now they're a great mentally handicapped person. All right? Because that is what makes you good. Yeah, you have somebody you need to switch. Mm-hmm. But this story shows that sometimes your dreams, they're wrong.
Yeah.
And you got to be really careful. Now, a pensioner, a man by the name of João Pimenta da Silva. This is in Brazil. 71 years young. Plunges 130 feet to his death down a hole he dug under his kitchen floor after dreaming gold was buried beneath his house in Brazil. Now, how I'd start this is that if I did have a dream that there was gold underneath the house, you got to get a guy come in there and check it out. They have the machines for even just a metal detector.
The ultrasound machines, you mean. Like they use in a Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You can have an ultrasound machine shoot a thing down. It shoots like a thing into the ground. You kind of can see. You want to maybe check it out before you just start digging. But this guy had we're going to talk a lot about freedoms today.
Yeah.
Because I got two other stories that are about fucking experiencing freedom and expressing freedom. And he was like, no, I don't need some fascist fucking inspector to give me proof that there's gold underneath my house. I know there is. I saw it in a dream and I'm going to go fucking dig it out himself. And so it became his life. He spent more than a year digging a hole and hiring people locally. Apparently he was paying 70 Brazilian reais. I don't know what that is. It's 11 to 30 pounds a day when the hole was still shallow enough, but the deeper he went, the more costs went up. They said one thing they thought was super interesting about the hole was the fact he did manage to keep it extremely straight for somebody who had no fucking idea what it was that he was doing.
Extremely straight and surprisingly narrow. Like it's a manhole. It is just exactly a man-sized hole.
What do you say? It's like it's 35 inches across or 35, like something like was like, it's enough just to shimmy his body down.
Yeah, shimmy up, shimmy down.
90 centimeters in diameter and 40 meters deep.
He dug 12 stories down.
Yes. And so he said they used not just like he had jackhammers. He said they was a pretty perfect cylinder, according to a lot of the state that came to go look at it. And they actually vaguely impressed. They said that he used it's archaic homemade. There was no fixed support structure. His struts for climbing up don't have screws in the ground. He was using sort of a child seesaw like device without a belt. For safety, because he's just trying to get that gold.
Yeah, because his whole thing is that he dug down deep, 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 deep until finally he hit bedrock.
Yes.
Because he dug 12 stories down and he started telling people, the gold's beneath the rock.
Yes.
As soon as I get underneath the rock. And he was looking into dynamite.
Oh.
He was asking around the neighborhood to see if anybody maybe might know something about dynamite.
And at some point, you just got to be like, Joe. Buddy, have we thought about taking this energy and applying it to Walmart?
I feel like maybe you would be an incredible member of the Walmart team.
At 71, you have so many years left to offer the Walmart family.
You gotta come and work here at Walmart. We can put you directly in inventory. It's from 4 to 11 p.m., 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. But he, they said he was impressed. He got all the way down, but in a series of happenstance said that he, so if you look at on top of the hole, it has this like board attached to a bunch of just its strings.
I mean, it's like laundry cord.
It's laundry cord. He's got a little thing there and he's been going down the shaft. And I guess he got to the very top, according to somebody that was working with him. And he just did a good old fashioned smack, went straight down the hole. He said that, you know, everything in him was broken.
Yeah.
But he was sandwiched.
He's just a bag of broken meat.
Yeah, but apparently he lived in there because they heard him going. He was like a musket ball at the bottom of this tunnel. Like it's like a tube. Yeah. The bottom of this tube. And yes, he was literally chum.
Well, yeah. Well, I'd imagine on the whole way down, because it's not like falling off a 12-story building like free fall. I would imagine he spent a lot of time clawing the sides, trying to hold himself down. Yeah, and just getting faster and faster and faster.
But he also folded up like a crab wonton. Like literally like he was his knees to face going all the way down. It was not good.
No.
It was not a comfortable way to die. Shattered his arms and legs. And then eventually they were like, well, and then we got to go scoop him out. Remember the scooper?
Yeah.
They needed the scooper.
The scooper from the stream, you mean? Horrible shit video I showed.
Yeah, they needed a little peel him off the bottom of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But he's, so he did not live. And it's just sad because he never got to that gold.
No. Like, well, I don't think that gold's there.
And you know what I would have done for him, though? I would have bought it. You know, like you can get fool's gold or something like that.
Yeah, pirate.
If you could find him right before he dies and go, Joe, my friend, we have made it, my friend. And it put the gold in him and like, I see. Ah, the gold. Just to make him feel something.
But feel something and say like, Joe, we shall make sure that your family gets the gold. And then he dies.
And they're like, let's burn this house to the ground.
We're going to have the cement truck fill up the fucking hole. That's all it's going to be now. It's just going to be this huge cylinder of cement.
Yes.
In the middle of this town.
Yep. Also, I got a lot of information about the under the Chabad. It's actually find out that it was actually the story about the tunnel underneath in New York.
Yeah.
About how like that was filled up. It was way more like they got very interesting responses. People talking, it's actually kind of more of like a real estate conflict. And then people kind of trying to travel back and forth during COVID. It was like a whole weird thing. It's like very complicated. People have been digging tunnels.
Yeah.
You got the other tunnel lady that they're trying to shut down.
Tunnel lady that you also showed on the stream. This girl in North Virginia that's her, he's a TikToker nicknamed Tunnel Girl.
Yes.
Her tunnel systems are very impressive.
We said literally right before the show. Why tunnels?
Well, the thing is that tunnels have always been a thing. It's the it's the internet bias thing, is that people have been doing this forever. Now they're showing, like we have video.
Many people have been digging many subterranean tunnels.
Constantly. Tunnels are everywhere.
The thing about it is that if you're doing it in a city, they're going to find out. So Tunnel Girl, she was nicknamed Tunnel Girl. They basically were saying, essentially, I forgot why. There's like a reason why she was building this tunnel. She called it Mole Core. very Gen Z.
This is just what she likes. She likes to do. You know, she built a 4-story addition on the back of her home.
Yeah, she built her own 4-story addition, which is like to every inspector's nightmare. But you know, what are you going to do? It's on their house. She's going to have to figure out how to sell it afterwards. She said she worked in IT. That's the thing. Worked in IT. She built this giant tunnel underneath her home, and finally, the city is like, this must stop.
Yeah. Or at the very least, like, you got to stop until we get some guys down there.
We got to look at it. There's no support structure. It's just a fucking tunnel underneath a bunch of, it's a city.
No, she does have very good support structures. If I remember correctly, when we watched the video, I think she actually showed us the support structure.
But I understand wanting to express your freedom. I don't know, buddy. I don't know if that's a good support structure. I feel like you're watching a couple of 2x4s put together. We don't know what this lady does not know what to do. She said she bought
manuals on how to build tunnels online.
She bought some books. You don't got to go to college to be a genius, bro.
I think that you fucking do. I think to be a civil engineer, you might need to. Maybe I'm crazy.
Hey, if you're just doing it underneath your own home, fucking, hey, I fucking, ain't nobody telling me what's going on beneath my home and above my home.
Lord, take the wheel. I'm with you, man. And that way, I do, again, expressing freedom is one way.
Yeah.
But the thing is that this is going to infringe on other people's freedoms because you're burrowing underneath their homes and their homes are going to sink into the crust.
She says she's not burrowing underneath other people's homes.
She says she's not burrowing underneath people's homes. What does that even mean? Because her neighbors are still like, what?
This is why you live in Northern Virginia, though. Like, because you, this is why you live in places like where you have more freedom. Because, like, I know, you know, we're here in California. We don't have freedom here.
No, we don't have any goddamn freedom in this fucking state.
I have no freedom. I have no freedom over my property. But if I wanted true freedom, but I don't need that. I don't need to build a subterranean system of tunnels underneath my house.
See, I don't want tunnels. I just feel like, well, there's been a lot of bunker issues, too.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bunker issues.
Because I've wanted to have a bunker for a while. I do want a bunker. But someone brought up a lot of stuff. It's been like, the problem with the bunker, you're a billionaire. You're living in the center of a mountain. The end event happens. The cataclysm happens, whatever it is, multiple levels, right? Dictatorship, solar flare, alien invasion, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's dead. Who's going to come fix your fucking air filtration system? Who's going to come?
Got to get that built in. You got
to
learn.
This is a lot of stuff.
You got
to
build
Billionaires are not used to it.
You got
to
build it for life.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work because then you're going to have the whole other area where you keep your workers and they're going to keep them because that's probably what it is. You're going to have to keep them happy.
Yeah.
Right. Because guess what they're going to do? Turn on you.
Yeah.
As soon as humanly possible.
Oh, yeah. The moment. The
come
moment
for you. Come for your family. Divide up the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're going to fucking, you know, they're going to eat your feet. They're going to blow up your house. But no, also the that concept of like, for what you're going to sit in this thing. I was reading another story about a guy that actually got busted for manslaughter, like $100 million. Like he got busted for manslaughter because he was building a big secret bunker. And then one of his anonymous construction workers died in a fire while they were building it. And then he's like, you know, he's like, yeah, well, they signed a contract. And he's being like, no, dog, like just because you're trying to build a fucking breakaway civilization under the ground for the mole people, does it mean like you're not subject to man's law until then? You know what I mean? Like where you're still a part of it, no matter how deep you go under the ground.
Yeah. No, these guys, I do not agree with the guy that got someone else killed in building his nuclear fallout shelter.
That's on record.
That's on record. But the woman who's building her own subterranean tunnels, I got to admit, I'm jealous.
I do. I love, again.
I wish I could, because that's the cool thing that she's doing is that what she's using the shelter for is not even necessarily a shelter. She's using it as a storage space for rocks so she can build a castle.
That's what it is?
That's what it is. That's she said in the story that she's using it. She's digging out rocks, and she's going to use those rocks to build a castle.
Well, you know what? Actually, I can't fault that.
Yeah, you can't.
I really can't fault that because that's true freedom.
Yeah, it really is.
That's like somebody going out there being like, that's why our boys, that's why our boys are flying drones over Yemen right now.
Yeah.
All right? Because that's what they do. The whole point of this is to keep people free.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do this. And also one of my other favorite expressions of freedom, that is using construction equipment against an entire town. Because this fucking guy is an American hero that's also going to jail.
Another man in a Bobcat in a Home Depot parking lot.
Now, this man stole not the cat, but a piece of construction equipment called a Bobcat. It's a Bobcat tractor. No one knows why, right?
I know you always come like, nobody knows the motive behind this brilliant crime. Brilliant plan.
East Nebraska, the sixth place, and I believe it was Lincoln, Nebraska. He stole a Bobcat from his employer and he went right into a liquor store,
mm-hmm.
right? He drove into the front of a liquor store, apparently took some liquor. There might have been some alcohol involved.
Maybe.
What I love is his display. What you're watching is there is a video right now is in a Taco Bell parking lot and you're watching him in a leather face, Texas Chainsaw Massacre style display, lift the blade up of the Bobcat and spin in joy, like in a type of chaotic joy, raising it up and down. The police officer comes up, obviously, to be like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He rams it immediately. Showed how strong the Bobcat is.
Yeah, I don't know. Bobcats are extraordinarily powerful.
Yeah, they got him good. He was arrested, very much so.
Oh, yeah.
No, they pulled him out of that very, very quickly.
They got him in the parking lot of the Taco Bell.
Yeah, they did. But that man, for this 41 seconds of life, he was truly free.
He was free in a way that we can't understand.
We'll never know. Because I was watching this drive. It was like last night, watching him spin around in that parking lot. And I was just like, I got it finally. Just what can I change in this country? I got that bobcat. And I showed everybody how free we could all be.
Where would you take that bobcat to actually to
DC?
Show you? So you would bring a bobcat into what, like Congress?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. I would drive into Congress, right? And I'd just be like, I'm trying not to kill anybody.
Yeah.
But then talk about this idea of like things gotta be fair.
While the bobcat is spinning around and around in a circle. This is your Mr. Smith goes to Washington
we
moment.
We all gotta think about the little guy, right? Like stuff like that. No. We gotta all collect together because, like, guess what? 50 bobcats show up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobcat Coalition arrives, right? Because remember the Trucker Coalition? And they were for bad stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be for good stuff.
Yeah. The right? Bobcat Coalition.
The Bobcat Coalition will be, we need positive. It has to be positive.
Yeah. It's Mr. Smith goes to Washington with a bobcat.
Until we get a new general election to replace every single politician,
mm-hmm.
we're occupying the White House with our bobcats. Until we get a revote.
Yeah.
On every single politician.
Every single politician. And none of them that we have right now can rerun.
None.
Yeah, they're all
out. It has to be grand. Everybody's gone.
Get them all out of there.
All gone. We line them up. We, chain them. Fucking, you know, fucking wrists to ankles. They're all dressed as various farm animals and shit. You know what I mean? Like the terror, but without the death.
Yeah.
Because I started watching Napoleon as well.
Yeah.
Very boring film.
I would imagine so. I did not give that a chance. But the beginning of it's can't very wait to talk about the terror.
Yes, but it's very frightening. The beginning is very frightening. So no death. Just embarrassment.
Yeah. Just humiliation. So you think that this country could really benefit from bringing back like stockade type punishments?
Oh, we've been talking about it I've been talking about it for years.
Yeah. The politicians should be, politicians and white collar criminals should be.
Throw
well,
eggs.
Well, I mean, white collar criminals should be put in jail for, you know, decades upon decades.
If you're an elected position, I think that every month there should be a time period. There's like a half an hour. As long as you're in, you have to be in Washington to do it, right? Mm-hmm. They stand on a platform and we can throw stuff at you.
Yeah.
And it can't be deadly.
No.
It has to be soft, but it has to be smelly. Milkshakes, eggs. Diapers.
No, eggs are too much. Eggs are too much.
You know, I'm just saying. I
diapers,
think it would be interesting.
Yes.
Because then you eggs, just sit. No. How excited would everyone be?
Yeah, because you got to remember, a lot of these senators are really old and they have paper thin skin. You throw an egg at them and an eggshell could fucking rip them open.
It's kind of part of the problem, isn't it? I think you need to be able to handle getting hit by an egg.
If you can't take getting hit by an egg,
you shouldn't be politician.
That's actually a fucking great way to get around age limit.
Your skin cannot handle a shell of a chicken egg hitting your body, I don't know if you should be president.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Again, I'm just spitballing here.
All right.
I just saw too much freedom in 1 week. I saw all these people expressing their freedoms, doing stuff that I'd never believe in because this is like, they all obviously are getting at least checked. Because also what's important about this great fucking country of ours, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That powers get checked, right? And you have to make sure that they get checked because if not, people run amok. Bobcat guy, I didn't do it right.
No. Well, Bobcat guy seemed to have done it on spur of the moment.
He really did.
Yeah, his name's Sammy Payrod.
Yeah, he did. It was not planned. But yes, and one person did get hurt, which I feel bad for. But everybody else is, what are you, you know, it's just that spinning around, that rage, just so much fun to think about.
2:30 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, man, that's when it happens. That's like when it happens because you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to be here today anymore. You know what I mean? I don't want to be out Home Depot anymore.
Did you see the mugshot of this guy?
Yep. He's probably got some other ideas too. So he's not the hero. It's just the concept of using our construction equipment that we pay for to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah. Now, Sammy Payrod. Yeah, I'm looking at his mugshot right now. He looks like he's got some real controversial opinions about Epstein Island.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, it's probably not good. And then Epstein stuff is getting thick too.
Yeah. What's the latest on that?
It's just still thicker on the Clinton angle, thicker on there. There's more stuff. There's apparently another layer that's going to come out.
Oh.
And they do believe that there's like one, there's one John Doe that they're pretty certain is our former president. That
really?
They know. But, you know, we knew that.
Which former president? Clinton or Trump?
Trump.
Ah.
Yeah. Because there's like, there's something else. But, you know.
I can see both.
It's all, yeah, they were. They both enjoyed themselves. You saw the one where it was just like Clinton and there was like, but it was like, it's like Clinton, like Stevie Nicks. It was like fucking the booker for Epstein Island was off the chain. This guy got a lot of people in.
I mean, any sort of like,
I don't even know. It wasn't Stevie Nicks. It was another Paul. It was some other.
Grace Slick.
No, never.
No, never.
I forget who it was on. Somebody on the flight. Just,
but I mean, you do.
Kevin Spacey was one.
Well, Kevin Spacey. Yeah. I mean, that one makes sense. No, these super rich people, like the type of weird celebrities or musicians or whoever, these super rich people get to show up at their house for these like small parties. Like, it's insane. And why would Epstein Island be any different?
Exactly. Because a lot of times you're giving to, because a lot of these guys appear, they have appearance fees. Like the super famous have appearance fees. But it's a lot of times that it'll hook into like a some kind of place to donate money or like a thing. So you're kind of doing it under certain auspices for the most part. But and then sometimes it's just you just want to watch Matt Groening get a fucking foot massage from a 15-year-old Chechenian girl. And that's just what you want. That's just what you're looking for.
The weirdest celebrity appearance I ever attended was my brother won a trip through Wells Fargo. He hit his sales goals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got a free trip to Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, you want to go? I'm like, fuck yeah. I was like 21, 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I bet you tore up Hawaii.
Nah, we mostly stayed on the resort. And then I like tried surfing, but then my nipples got real raw and it fucked up like the rest of the trip because my nipples hurt so bad the whole time.
If I was your brother, hearing you say to me like, my nipples hurt. I mean, like, yeah, fucking nipples hurt. If I fucking doubled down. He didn't attack your nipples?
No, he didn't attack my nipples. He met some girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fine. And I was just sad because of a girl. But because of a different girl.
Wow, you wasted all of that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. No, I wasted so much time.
That's so
when
sad.
When I was younger. Yeah,
I
really.
Think about that. About like having weird pangs for some lady who definitely didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Didn't
and then
care.
I was like sad about it. Meanwhile, like there were people there that would have definitely toofed my brof.
Yeah, definitely.
But I didn't go for them because I was in the other girl that I was super into for some reason because we're dumb.
No,
I'm stupid.
Moping around this free resort in Hawaii.
It's
because
like,
of this.
Debbie doesn't want to go to the fuck. You wasn't go to Jam Cram and the Lightning Bunch concert with me, whatever your noise collective is.
Well, the whole thing is I saw Sheryl Crow. Is that Wells Fargo hired Sheryl Crow to play a small concert for all the Wells Fargo sales winners. Yeah.
Well, she's a breathtaking person.
She was fine. It was a totally fine, experience.
Oh, well, okay, good.
I left early, actually.
Yeah, I bet. It sounds like
I got a little bored.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, everything is winding road. I loved Sheryl Crow when I was a kid. I was super into all the Little Fair.
Yeah. I will say, if it makes you happy is a legitimately wonderful song.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It's Tom Petty, I think, helped on that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Live from your grave.
The only acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast? Your dog. That was your dog saying thank you for BarkBox. You can take a minute now. You bet your dog. You're going to learn about Bark. It's the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Yay! Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. No, Wendy, I can't get you a whip. You're too cute for weapons. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Mmm, tubers! My dogs love their toys selectively. But BarkBox sends good little ones for their little tiny mouths. They have little mouths, but strong, big spirits. So they fight over the little toys. I imagine they think that they are hunting and going after little bugs and rats. And oh, they love their life and they love what BarkBox brings. Because BarkBox brings the bark and puts it in a box. Yep. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/LEFT.
Hey.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list. With Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just gotta learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm gonna be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/left, spelled BABBEL.com/LEFT. Rules and restrictions may apply. All right, so now sometimes, oh, we've been talking a lot about freedom. But sometimes freedom can be too free.
How?
When you are the, you're literally the mayor of a small town.
Ex-mayor.
Yep. Definitely all heavy on the ex. But for some reason, you are still so either, I guess, obsessed with like you've been given, let's say you've been given way too many shots.
Yeah.
At freedom.
Yeah.
Sometimes it backfires.
Like the mayor of Toronto. Remember the guy that...
Oh, Rob Ford.
Rob Ford. Yeah, the guy caught smoking crack. Yes. He got a lot of shots.
Oh, yeah. He really did.
A lot of chances.
Because they loved him.
Yeah.
Because they loved his honesty. They actually liked the fact that he was fueled by crack.
Oh, excuse me. Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this guy is a real piece of shit, and he is now in jail again. Guy by the name of Joseph Mark Rongstad. Now, this was right outside of the University of Minnesota on the Chippewa County community of Watson. This was in, this place is Minnesota, cold, nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's also weird because, isn't it weird to see people our age in these stories too? Now I'm understanding, like, we're of the age where we're going to, not that we're going to pop off, but like pop off range.
Oh, we're definitely in pop off range. No. This is when you start thinking back on things.
Because you're going to be 41 on Friday.
Yeah, I'll be 41 on Friday.
But
yeah.
It's like this guy's 41. And it's interesting because
it's very much pop off. 41 is 41 to 46.
Pop
those are
off.
Danger years.
Very dangerous. You better stay off the. I need you off the internet. I need you digging. All right. I love you being. You do your gardening. All right. We're getting you off of anything. Anything that says like free speech platform we have to get you away from.
Gardening and synthesizers. That's it.
Just stay
that's,
in that.
That's those are my lanes.
Because then 50, you could turn it back around.
50, I've been saying I'm going to get real weird in my 50s. I don't know how yet.
I don't know.
But it's going to be positive.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Weird, gentle weird.
Yes, gentle
toward
weird.
Toward the gentler weird person.
Yeah, my 40s is gardening and synthesizers. 50s, TBD.
Yes, just suspended in jail. That's going to be me. Just finally at peace. Oh, no, this guy, Rongstad, which I love the term, peacefully surrendered to a SWAT team in an armored vehicle around 4:15 Thursday. Now, where I guess this starts, this first thing starts, was that just before 1 p.m. on the Thursday morning before he was arrested. Now, this just fucking happened. Which I believe he was arrested on Friday. So he started posting really, really intense messages on his work Facebook page. So he was doing it on this thing. So he runs. He used to be the mayor of Watson
from
2012 to 2014. Now he posted on his, I guess it's like, he does a thing. One term mayor, which is, I guess, one term enough. And he has a landscaping company now. Locally, they decided to message this. So they said that when he was outside with the SWAT vehicle outside his home, he was messaging on his company Facebook page, "It's getting good around Watson. I got the SWAT team here," misspelled. "Where's the feds at? Why is it just sheriffs? Oh, yeah, because the feds are crooked in Minnesota. Not you Duluth ones, though. LOL." Right?
So he's mad that the feds haven't showed up, and he thinks that the feds haven't showed up because they're crooked and they're... I'm not sure what the train of thought is here.
There is not a lot. I think that he was mad that he didn't get more attention because the day before,
right. but he thinks that because the feds are crooked, that's why they're not coming out for him, because he is important enough for the feds to come out.
Yes.
And if the feds weren't crooked, then they would be out for
They'd
him.
Be looking into it.
All right.
They'd be a part of this, they're right? Because he posted basically a threat to University of Minnesota students the day before. And this is so he wrote, "Here we go, America. I am heading out from Watson, Minnesota to the U of M, Minneapolis, Minnesota to start killing kids this AM as Joseph Mark Rongstad." So he told everybody that he was doing it.
Yeah.
Another portion read, "I'm coming for your kids and it's gonna get bloody." All right. Another post spoke with threatening language. "If this government don't have total lockdown of all universities of Minnesota by this morning sunup, watch out, parents. What happens to your kids from Iran in 2 weeks? See something, say something. Kids will die for real amongst them of U of M students." He said a bunch of fucked up shit.
Yeah.
So they sent a bunch of SWAT team to go pick him up. There was a fucking 4-hour standoff outside of his home, which, according to witnesses, was just a lot of literally like people who knew him personally going, "Joe, Joe, you're getting crazy in there. You're going to want to come out there, Joe." And then he, apparently, because he said he had explosives,
yeah,
he had wires, and they were waiting for it. And eventually he's just like, "Okay, I'm out." And he just walked out, no shirt on.
Yeah.
And got arrested.
Basically. Oh, wow. In January in Minnesota, no shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Wait, these are the guys. It's like Adam Wirtz.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Shorts.
Like where he's like literally from Wisconsin. He's immune to cold. But sometimes it's like, sometimes you look something and you're like, I know you're cold. I know you're cold. You know, but this is not where it began. So this guy has been losing his ever loving mind. It started, this was years ago. So he's got a public criminal history. He broke into the new mayor's home starting in 2016. He broke into his home. They let him go. They're like, you know, Joe.
Yeah.
Always doing that. Always investigate independently former and new mayors, right? Then he had another, he blew up a fucking a hotel room. He literally like up a hotel room inside of a casino where he was found with a lot of drug paraphernalia. It seems to be a little bit of substance abuse issues.
A bit.
They just find him, let him go. He then drove his truck into a church.
Drove his tractor into the town's Lutheran church.
And he was found wrapped up in a blanket, sleeping on the altar. And they still were like, Joe, what is, all right. The shenanigans have got to stop, Joel.
The best thing that he did was he was found firing a rifle through the sunroof of a vehicle, quote, to stop corpses.
He was obsessed. He would talk about this idea that there were corpses that were after him. But I don't know if it's psychotic breakdown corpses were after him. I think it might be like, you know, all those guys, more often than they always have their own inner terminology.
Sure.
Of like what that means.
Yeah.
You know, like how that means, like, because that could mean like fat cats. That could be, you know,
It could be anything. And he's going to tell you.
Oh, like, that's yeah.
He's going to, the moment he sees a confused look on your face, he's going
to. Oh, that, Jewish that, people. You know what I mean? Like immediately. You know what I mean? Like it's always something. Yeah. It's a group of people that they're already having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming for it.
Yeah. It's like, and Christine, shitters.
Shitters.
Yeah. It's yes. Like, yeah, his corpses might be his version of shitters.
He just has a catch-all term for things he don't like.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where this guy's headed. I think it's for the presidency. I think he's gonna run. I think that he's got the energy. He's mm-hmm. got the commitment. I think he's got the vim and vigor.
Yeah.
To do it. And, you know, he runs a business, and I trust that.
Yeah. I always trust a good small business owner. But it looks like this man might be going, maybe he can run for 2028.
Let it cool.
Yeah. Let it cool.
You know what I mean? Because then we could, because people forget. You know what I mean? You just move to the next media cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then he'll find out. Because, like, by the time he's running for president, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be talking about drinking her pussy blood is what makes her taller. You know what I mean? And we're all going to be focused on that. Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, how to get her pussy blood, how much of it to drink, how tall will I get? You know, because everyone's going to be in a tizzy, and then he slides right in.
Yeah, and then he's all of a sudden he's president.
Oh, and it's the Joe you know. And it's the Joe you know is better than the Joe you don't know.
Yeah. And the Joe you don't know, who's that Joe? Some guy.
Some
who's
fucking
not president,
guy who's not
I'm president.
President
now.
I'm president. Oh, God. Very scary. A lot of stuff. All right. You want to get some letters?
Let's do it. We got some great ones. Man, you guys fucked up your genitals a lot. You guys fucked up your genitals so many times.
There is so many responses that we got to people using genital piercings and mishaps that have come therein. And it is. Ooh, man. I almost wouldn't recommend it.
Would you, do you mind if I start off on this one?
Please.
You asked about genital piercings getting stuck last week. I have encountered this twice, both with the same unfortunate woman.
Oh, wow.
I have an ampelang piercing, which is a horizontal bar through the head of my penis.
Okay.
When my partner at the time was performing oral, she deep-throated me, only to find that the bar had become stuck behind the palatopharyngeal arch. That's the two muscles at the back of my mouth near the base of the tongue. I had to reach a finger in alongside my penis to hook the bar and unwedge it. After that, we took the bar out for oral.
But you didn't stop for a second to go, got a big one. But I appreciate that. I feel like that would keep further sex from happening.
The second instance, and this is the worst one, was during vaginal sex. This one sounds absolutely fucking awful. Everything was fine until during an outstroke, we both felt incredible pain.
Ooh.
She'd recently gotten her IUD replaced, and instead of trimming the plastic string, they have sort of coiled it up and tucked it way up by her cervix.
Ooh,
it had become tangled around my bar, and when I quickly withdrew, the IUD and my bar were yanked painfully.
Trigger, you can put a little more. Ooh, man.
Thankfully, we were both fine after a bit of ice and an emergency doctor's appointment to ensure everything was unharmed, still in position, and of course, to trim the string.
That is an understanding lady. That is somebody that is, those are people that got together. That's real. You know what I actually put that towards? Genuine communication.
Yeah.
Because to get past something like that, because that's hard.
That's really dumb.
Because you difficult. Wonder, because obviously it's a mood killer, but later on you can kind of become, then it can be funny.
Yeah, of course it's funny. Yeah, I mean, it's no one's fault.
No, it's no one's fault.
I mean, the only people that are at fault in any of these are, as one listener put it, like, you know, hoops to hoops, barbells to barbells, never shall the twain cross.
No, because that sounds like, again, that's bait and tackle. Yeah. It is legitimately, you're creating a rigging system for your genitals.
If there's a hoop, keep the barbells away. If there's a barbell, keep the hoops away.
Do you know, I guess that would be, you can't always take them out. Because some people take them out. I heard that back and forth. Sometimes people take them out, the piercings out, and sometimes they just let it rock. I hear with a clit hood piercing, it's really not that, like, invasive. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And then according to one listener, it was because now they can find it.
Yeah.
You know, which is like, you know, fine, good. You know,
That's fine. Yeah.
But still.
I always have, didn't the tongue piercing, I remember the urban legend being like, if you took out your tongue stud, like it regrew within 30 minutes.
I know that. Well, it does.
It regrows pretty fast.
I know, because Natalie had the labret the lip piercing, front pierce.
Yeah.
And she said that closed up pretty fast.
Yeah.
But with the tongue, I have no idea. I feel like that would actually take some time. That's some meat. That's some big old meat. don't know if I can make it through more genital piercing stories.
4 to 8 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, wash it 2 to 3 times daily.
There's a huge hole in my dick.
There's a hole in my dick.
There's a hole in my dick.
There's blood everywhere. Get a towel. That one.
Oh, yeah, because he pulled it out because they were drunk after his work Christmas party. Him and his girlfriend, they came home and have sex and his dick piercing got ripped out. Oh, yeah, because of his girlfriend's piercing. Oh, God.
I mean, this one is fun. Woman says she walked in to find her friend naked and spread eagled on the bed with her boyfriend in the act of eating her out, except they both seemed kind of panicked. The woman said, "Ask what's going on." The friend said, "We're stuck." Turns out that the friend had a clitoral ring that she didn't tell anyone about. So when the boyfriend's tongue went down there, the stud got caught in the ring. And they were stuck together. To get them apart again, the friend had to glove up and very, very delicately reach in and unscrew one of the balls on his tongue barbell. And it took a very long time, but apparently she did get them free. And they were fine except for some, quote unquote, soft tissue damage.
I love my alt people.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I love it.
Yeah, that's what friends are for.
It really is. It's true. I'll do one last little one. This has got nothing to do with genitals. This is a tale from my childhood. It begins with a bit of history of my family. Horror and ghost stories were the bedrock upon which the foundation of my family lore has been laid. Example, my parents would drive my brother and myself to graveyards around Halloween every year until my 9th year. That year, which was 1993, my parents decided to host a fake seance to, I guess, scare the bejesus out of us kids. My mom was acting as a clairvoyant medium. I'm talking candles, Ouija board, all lights turned off, and a Bible in the center of the room. I want to do a seance. Natalie won't let me do it yet, but I do want to do it.
I don't want to do it with you.
Come on.
I don't want to.
I'm going to get a guy.
I don't want to.
I'm going to get a lady.
I don't want to.
I'm going to get a medium.
I don't want to.
Legit.
I don't want to.
We'll do it someplace neutral. All right. So my mom began to channel any spirits wishing to communicate, and when she asked for a sign of a presence, my dad pulled a fishing line and it attached to the back door hard. The door whipped open and slammed so hard the glass broke, and it broke right behind me. I was inconsolable and absolutely horrified. I love this family,
that's
by the
great.
Way.
It's great.
That's
family.
Great. And so much so that my parents immediately came clean and told me about the prank, and we slept nicely that night. The next night, my mom drove us to a 2-track dirt road beside a cemetery in a forgotten part of White Rock Lake in Dallas. Spooky time, scary music on the CD deck, and we were thrilled. Till the car got stuck on a high center of the 2-track. Dad was not there, so my brother and I had to rock the car in complete darkness, save for the headlights, struggling to free the car. And the next part is the real deal. The next afternoon, I was reading some scary fiction by my front window to the house. The window was closed, and I remember the next part vividly. My glass of iced tea that was on the table next to me slowly slid off the table in a straight line, horizontal fashion until it reached the center of the room, paused, then slammed in the ground so hard it woke my mom from her nap 3 rooms away. Glass was everywhere. I was beyond spooked, and as I witnessed a true poltergeist. And maybe this sounds actually something from beyond this plane. Maybe I'm remembering a dream, but I don't think so. I think it was a ghost.
Wow. What can you say? What can you say to that?
What more can I say? I just like your ghost stories. We're going to be covering a lot more. So like we're getting spooky and weird this whole fucking month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. We have a special guest also coming at the end of the month. It's really going to be fun again. Have fun with.
Really fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So live every day. Maybe get a genital piercing. Honestly, parallel to the penis.
Sure.
All right. Love the fact that you've made a streamlined, barbed penis that's exactly the same. But it has no hanging to the sides, right? It's right down the pipe. It's along the vein, all right? And then it can laugh when you're making people come, but at the same time, it slips in and out of a hoop rather than grabbing on the side. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
But I might be right.
You might be right. I say live every day like you've got the keys to the Bobcat.
Yep.
But you ain't taking it out just yet.
Not yet, because you know there's a potential for it, and you love the fact that, like, you know, like right here, that Bobcat's my ticket to freedom. I'm going to laugh in this Bobcat as I'm harassing various police SUVs. And just immediately losing my job at Home Depot. Very, very quickly. You didn't want it.
Live every day like there's gold underneath your kitchen.
I mean, but don't believe it. Just keep it inside.
Live every day like you were digging underneath your house for rocks to build a castle.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's a lot of work. I'd say what my dad said, work smart, not hard.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so use your brain. Write a book.
About building a castle.
No, be a doctor. We have, so Operation Sunshine 4. It's out there. Go buy it. Local comic book store. And I think that's it for now. We have a lot more announcements coming up in the future.
Yeah, we do. We got a lot of stuff coming out.
All right, let's do it.
Bye.
Hail, sweet Satan.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.